Politicians, business, and community leaders have their eyes on a piece of the federal stimulus pie. That's according to Tom Rubin, researcher for the Reason Foundation, a free market think tank.
One of the responses to the current economic downturn is people are talking about huge amounts of money coming out of Washington with an emphasis on what's ready to move dirt. And both in Madison and Wisconsin, we have some real transit projects that are being looked at as candidates for that.
Proposals such as a passenger rail from Milwaukee to Madison to the Twin Cities, as well as a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee train, have gotten more mention lately. Rubin is presenting findings in Wisconsin on his recently authored paper on the proposed KRM line. His study calls for exploring other mass transit options in southeast Wisconsin.
Specifically, we're looking at improved bus service and also van pools. The bus service we have in mind in particular would be commuter express long-haul bus service on I-94.
Rubin says another advantage of bus service expansion is that it does not require $250 million investment for public feedback as the KRM would. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.